Welcome to the Compass Church Podcast. We hope that you enjoy this message from Michael Salisbury.
I just wanted to share two stories that probably happened over the last week to me, and then one brief thought out of it. It's not a message. It's probably just a reminder that I hope maybe is a blessing to you as it was to me. It probably comes out of a scripture I read, Psalm 135, that says, "You go before me and you follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. Your majesty is too great for me to understand." So this kind of last 6 months, I've probably mentioned to you guys, I've been doing this thing where I pray and run. That's kind of the time where I've been hearing from God. So I stick my headphones in and I listen to the same group of songs and I run the same track, and it's all very boring and monotonous, but it has helped create this kind of prayer rhythm for me where God's been communicating lots of stuff to me, and I've been doing my best to listen and run. So I've been going through this process and probably doing this, you know, trying to do it most days because I'm trying to hear from God more. And so I'm running along this same track that I run every day. And I got my headphones in, I got my music on, and I'm praying and I'm running. And God starts to, I started thinking about like what I do and how boring it is, but it creates good rhythm. And then I kind of just went on this little tangent, which I often do, where I was thinking about rhythm and I was thinking about how we live our life and how we live our faith, and creating rhythm with God and creating like prayer rhythms with God and creating all this stuff. And then I started thinking about my running rhythm, and I was thinking about my all the boring stuff that probably none of you care about, but I was thinking about how fast I was running and how fast I used to run, and my stride length, and how you meant to strike with your heel and then your toe, and all this boring stuff that kind of this little tangent I went on. Then I started thinking about the length of my stride in relation to the footpath. So as I was running, this is all within the space of not very much because my mind's a little overtime. And so I was running, and I started to match my stride length to the sections of the footpath, and it actually slowed me down a little bit because it's not kind of my natural stride. And so I probably did about 10 of these steps that are a tiny bit slower, and then a car ran a red light as I came up to an intersection and barreled straight through a red light, and my leg and my hand hit the back of the car as it ran the red light, because I was coming up to an intersection. I had right away, the green light was with me, and it just ran straight through this red light. And after I recovered from the shock of realizing that I'd almost been hit, I realized that without over spiritualizing anything, God had essentially changed my rhythm, just a few seconds worth. And if I hadn't have changed my stride length and matched it with the footpath, then I would have been a second or 2 seconds ahead of where I was, which would have meant the car would have hit me directly, front on. And I wasn't, I just clipped it. And it made me go, I wonder how many times. Now, some of you might go, yeah, it's probably not God, that's just lucky. And I'm not one to over-spiritualize things, but I think God was looking out for me. And it made me wonder, how often does God move the chess pieces and I'm completely unaware? And how often he has the big picture at mind and he's looking after the really big stuff for me? So there's a few boys that as I run and pray, I've been doing a bit of a journey of accountability with him. So I text them my thoughts and I text them what God's been saying to me. And I text one of my best mates this, and the next morning I woke up and I had a text from him, and he's starting a new job and he's working double shifts at the moment. So he's working one job essentially from 8 till 4, and then he's been working night shifts, so he leaves one job and goes straight to the next, and it's a bit of a challenging period for him. And he got to his second job, and he realised he'd left all his food back at his first job. And he texted me and he said, "I was sitting in the car park and I was just angry." He said, "I was already tired. I was already grumpy. I was feeling like, God, what is with this? This isn't sustainable. I can't keep doing this. I've left all my food for the next 8 hours. I've left at home. I'm done. Like, I don't feel like I'm living in your blessing and favor here, God. I don't know what this is, but I don't think it's right. And as he walked into work, just in a fairly filthy mood, he got a text from his wife to say that she'd made all this food and she just felt like she should drop a whole bunch off at his second job. So he walked in to all this food being at work, ready to go for him for his second shift. So after he apologized to God for... And so it made me realize that in the same 24-hour period, God was reminding me that he is very interested in the big stuff in our life, such as being alive and not being hit by the car. And he's very interested in the small stuff in our life, like reminding my mate that he is living in his favor and blessing because he's provided him with dinner. And I just really felt that this morning we've had an opportunity to thank God. It's going to make no sense on the podcast, is it, that big weird pause? I'll leave that with you, Brett. But God is interested in the big things in your life, and he's interested in the small things in your life. He has a great desire to connect with us. He has a great desire to be involved in every aspect of our life if we will let him. I think that sometimes we needed to be reminded that he cares about the big stuff and he cares about the small stuff. He cares about granting us the desires of our heart. He goes before us, he follows us, he places his hand of blessing upon us. I love that in Jeremiah 29:11 it says, I know the plans I have for you. They are good plans. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I even began to form you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I'd set you apart and I had appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And if this is your first morning at Compass, this is not normally how we roll. My wife's away again, and... So we're just rolling with it this morning. But I just really felt like God wanted to remind us. I know we've done a whole bunch of vision stuff. We've been talking about vision. We've been talking about our strategic plan. We've been talking about the big picture for the church. And in that we are, the big picture for the church only works because we are all small individual stories that make up that big picture. And that we are invested in you. God is invested in you. I hope that you are invested into what we're doing. I listened to, because I'm a footy nerd, I listened to the Gil McLaughlin's opening speech to launch the AFL season. And he went through all this great stuff and where the game's at and what it's doing and this all this big picture stuff, and he talked about the $2 billion television rights deal and how they're going to invest that to develop the game in the years to come and how they're going to do all this different stuff. And then he went through a whole bunch of really little cool stories, and he talked about there's a guy on Richmond's list, a Sudanese guy who fled war-torn Sudan, he moved to Egypt, and then he moved somewhere else, and then he ended up in Australia, and now he's on an AFL list. And he talked about a guy who's been volunteering at Port Adelaide for 47 years as their boot studder and boot cleaner and all of that kind of stuff, and he's been there since 1960-something. And he went through all these great little stories, and he essentially said the only reason that we are who we are as the AFL is because of great little stories like that, and the little stories make up the whole. And so I just wanted to say that as we have been talking about the big stuff and we have been talking about and you have all had an opportunity, and if you haven't seen it, come and talk to us and we'll get you one. But where we believe that God is leading us as a church and the way that he's going to grow us and the things that we are going to have an opportunity as an extended church community to do, in the midst of that, we are only going to be able to do that because we all individually grow. We all individually connect with God. We all hear from God. And so just to be reminded that God is interested in the big stuff. He's interested in the small stuff. That our big story as a church is only a big story because we all make up great small individual stories. I'm going to invite the band just to come back up. And we're just going to close. We maybe do the new song. Sure. We're going to officially close our service. We're just going to have another moment just to thank God, to worship. if you would like prayer for something, if there's something that throughout this morning God's kind of started in your heart or maybe spoken to you about, or you would like prayer for, we would love to be able to pray for you. If you need to go, you can go. Don't forget, next week starts at 9 a.m. for our Good Friday service, from 9 till 10, and then we'll have our Sunday service as well. So if you would like to be prayed for, we would love to pray for you and stand with you and believe for whatever it is that you need in your life, whatever you need God to do, however you need Him to move. The good news is He already knows. He doesn't need a plan B. He's never surprised. He might not do it the way we think it should be done, but the good news is He has a much better plan than we do. So if you would like prayer, we would love to pray for you. Otherwise, won't you, we all stand, sing, and go when you need to go. We'll just see what God wants to do in this space.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.